Dr. Sam Goldfarb is a psychologist and openly gay man. He was one of the first gay couples to be legally married in Massachusetts. He married his husband, Stephen Pepper, on May 17, 2004. This is the fifth anniversary of gay marriage in Massachusetts, so we thought we'd get his spin on married life. First of all, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
So how has it been to be legally married in Massachusetts? How has that affected your relationship?
Oh, it's brought us closer together in many, many ways that I can look at a straight couple sitting on the bus and say, hey, I've got what you've got. We have a daughter, too, which gives her more of a sense that she has two gay fathers. And it's a feeling of acceptance by the state and by ourselves of how good that really feels. That we're like everyone else. We're not second-class citizens.
In Massachusetts?
Yes.
Have you had any difficulties dealing with any type of, federal laws and such?
No, because we know that the federal government does not accept us, so we file our taxes separately. And we both feel that we're not going to fight that now.
What do you think about gay marriage about to happen in possibly six states now with gay marriage passing in the New York State Assembly?
I think it's wonderful. And I hope I'm alive to see at least half the states in this country accept gay marriage.
Do you think time is on our side?
Yes, definitely. I know that there are going to be forces within that are going to try to destroy what we have. But it's going to be it's getting more and more difficult to take away what people already have.
What difference has gay marriage had on our community, do you think, in Massachusetts?
More respect for our children that you're married. You know, when Mariah, our daughter, was confronted when she was a youngster in grade school, and someone said, don't you have two gay fathers? And she said, aren't I lucky?
And now she's graduated college.
She's graduating. We're going this weekend.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So what was it like to be one of the first couples that was legally married in Massachusetts?
It felt great. It felt that we were part of something that we worked so hard to get, and that it happened. You felt whole, that you weren't a second-class citizen.
So what do you see happening in the next 5 years?
I see the struggle of more and more states being accepting of same-sex marriage. I see where the gay lesbian does not become an issue. It's part of society.
So do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through times like these?
Yeah, I do. I have one that I found something, and I think it's Walt Whitman, who said, this is the day we are given. Let us be glad and rejoice in it.